Page 63, press releases, edited from various mailing lists. Two new initiatives, the U.S. Department of Labor's Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs, OFCCP, has unveiled two initiatives aimed at promoting the hiring of veterans and protecting the rights of applicants with disabilities. The Good Faith Initiative for Veterans Employment, G5, and ensuring the accessibility of online application systems. The directives outlining these new initiatives, along with frequently asked questions, are available on OFCCP's website at dol.gov/ESA/OFCCP/INDEX.htm. Page 64, Outreach and Policy Paper from NCAM. The WGBH Carl and Ruth Shapiro Family National Center for Accessible Media, the acronym NCAM, has published a new outreach and policy paper, Digital Television and Video Description, Service Continues, Consumer and Industry Efforts Required. Most consumers are just now becoming aware of the mandated transition from analog to digital broadcasting and how it will affect the TV viewing that they rely on daily. Blind or deaf consumers who purchase digital TV sets or subscribe to cable, satellite, or fiber optic TV services have expressed frustration with setup, reception, and compatibility problems regarding access services, captioning, and video description, few of which are understood or even documented by manufacturers and retailers. In addition, people who want to continue receiving free over-the-air broadcasts using their analog sets and an antenna must purchase a set-top converter box to do so and figure out how to make captions and descriptions work for them. NCAM previously published an overview of problems confronting deaf or hard-of-hearing people trying to access captions via DTV or through a converter box. This new paper focuses on challenges facing blind or low-vision viewers who rely on video description to enjoy and fully understand television programming. Topics covered include set-top converter boxes, accessible menus, tips for finding video description in DTV, troubleshooting, and a technical note about PSIP, Program and System Information Protocol. This paper, along with much more information about the DTV conversion from a variety of resources, can be found at NCAM's DTV Access site, on the web at dtvaccess.org or ncam.wgbh.org/dtv. Page 65, NCAM has also established a one-way email address, dtvaccess@wgbh.org, as an aggregator of complaints and problems related to the DTV rollout. If you send a report about a DTV access problem to this address, you will receive an automatic response that says that your report has been received and that we are gathering information but cannot respond to your inquiry, and that we will pass along common issues to relevant parties. AFB announces newly revised Statistical Snapshots online resource. Check out the newly updated American Foundation for the Blind AFB website, Statistical Snapshots, at the web, afb.org/STATS. Statistical Snapshots is your one-stop source for statistical facts, figures, and resources about Americans with vision loss, relying upon the most recently available data. This regularly updated site is always evolving and should answer your most frequently asked questions. We encourage you to visit Statistical Snapshots often, but we also want your feedback. Tell us about what statistical information you think is missing, unclear, or that you would like to know more about. To submit your questions or comments and help us enrich this valuable resource, email Stacy Kelly, Doctor of Education, abbreviated ED, period, cap D, period, Policy Research Associate at skelly@afb.net, and include the word stats, STATS, in the subject line of your message. Statistical Snapshots provides a wide variety of information and tools addressing the most commonly asked questions. For example, findings from the 2006 National Health Interview Survey, NHIS, established that an estimated 21.2 million adult Americans reported they either have trouble seeing, even when wearing glasses or contact lenses, or that they are blind or unable to see at all. Page 66, finally, remember that AFB's Public Policy Center website at afb.org/policy is also a valuable resource for the most up-to-date information about research and policy of concern to the vision loss community. ABA launches first online directory of disability law programs in law schools. The American Bar Association Commission on Mental and Physical Disability Law has launched an online national directory that will allow potential law students to search for law schools that offer disability-related curriculum. The resource is the first of its kind and allows students to search ABA-accredited law schools easily to find out which schools offer courses and clinical programs in disability or mental health law. Also, employers can use it as a reference to recruit upcoming lawyers who have a concentration in these areas. In addition, the directory supplies related information, including student organizations for law students with disabilities and contact information for the school office that assists these students. To view the directory, go to the web at abanet.org/disability/law-schools. CAPS JAN, the acronym for the Job Accommodation Network, launches its next generation website. JAN announces the launch of its new interactive website at jan.wvu.edu, custom designed to address the unique needs of employers working to hire, retain, or promote individuals with disabilities. JAN is at the forefront of assisting companies to develop inclusive workplaces, and its fully accessible website contains several innovative features. Portal for Employers, publication library with more than 220 of the latest technical assistance publications. Presentation library with new and archived webcasts, podcasts, and videos. Dynamic, interactive, searchable online accommodation resource, the acronym SOAR, CAPS S-O-A-R, for immediate answers to your accommodation questions, and phone and email contact information for no-cost personal consultation. Page 67, to take a virtual tour, go to breeze.jan.wvu.edu/webtour. For more information about the JAN website or about the JAN service, please contact JAN at 800-526-7234, voice 877-781-9403-TTY, or jan@jan.wvu.edu. Medical grants for children needing critical health care treatment, services, or equipment not covered by health plans. The United Healthcare Children's Foundation, UHCCF, has announced that new grants are available to help children who need critical health care treatment, services, or equipment not covered or not fully covered by their parents' health benefit plans. The foundation aims to fill the gap between what medical services or items a child needs and what their commercial health benefit plan will pay for. UHCCF, a nonprofit 501c3 charity, provides grants to families to help pay for child health care services such as speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy sessions, prescriptions, and medical equipment such as wheelchairs, orthotics, and eyeglasses. Parents and legal guardians may apply for grants of up to $5,000 each for child medical expenses and equipment by completing an online application on the UHCCF website. To be eligible for the grant, children must be 16 years or younger, families must meet economic guidelines, reside in the United States, and be covered by a commercial health benefit plan. The family's health care provider must submit a letter to the foundation that defines the child's medical condition and supports what the family is requesting. The family, however, must apply for the grant themselves. To learn more and to apply, go to the web at uhccf.org. Page 68, Company strives to meet the needs of blind and visually impaired diabetics. Bay Area Digital, LLC, a San Francisco-based accessible medical products company, has built a prototype blood glucose testing package with enhancements that directly address the needs of blind and visually impaired individuals with diabetes. The prototype talks, provides readily understood audible advisory messages, and offers a new way for blind users to obtain reliably and accurately and place onto the test strip the frequent blood samples necessary for testing without undue pain. Dedicated to providing good health through great technology, the company's vision is to bring to market a system for the effective self-management of diabetes by a growing market segment, visually impaired and blind individuals who have diabetes, a population conservatively estimated at over 3 million in the United States, struggle to employ blood glucose meter technology that does not speak the information shown on the visual display. Bay Area Digital will soon release a comprehensive talking healthcare system with record-keeping capabilities that include a pill organizer, scale, blood pressure meter, thermometer, peak flow meter, oximeter, and blood glucose meter. All equipment is medical grade in quality and accuracy. Learn more about Bay Area Digital on their website at bayareadigital.us or contact them at 415-217-6667. The company also welcomes feedback at sales@bayareadigital.us regarding potential medical products that could benefit blind and visually impaired individuals.